Daoyao in Guangdong Province is a third-tier city with a population of only 700,000. But in the past few years, more than 5,000 graduates from all over the country chose to work here. Feng Minqiang, Secretary of Municipal Party Committee of the city, says that many grads are willing to come here this year.
Generally speaking, more graduates choose to work in our city. About 1,000 students sent their resumes to us.
Like Gaoyao, many second- and third-tier cities with a promising market have become hot places for job seekers. Zheng Jiafen is a graduate student from Zhongshan University. 4 years ago, when she stepped into the university, she was determined to stay in Guangzhou. But she signed a contract with a company in the second-tier city Shantou at a job fair. Zheng explains why she changed her mind.
My major in college is urban planning, so I can have more opportunities in second-tier cities.
At first, talented people all went to first-tier cities where there was higher production efficiency and more job opportunities. But with rapid economic development, big cities have become increasingly crowded and competitive. Living costs have also become higher, forcing some job seekers to choose smaller cities. In recent years, many second- and third-tier cities have achieved rapid progress in their economies, infrastructure construction, city management, and improved environments for starting businesses. Li Mingzhang, the head of the Employment Guidance Center at Zhongshan University, says more graduates are choosing to leave big cities.
Based on our survey, the number of the second and third-tier cities chosen by the post and undergraduates is increasing year by year.
The survey also shows that the second-tier cities in the Yangtze River Delta have become the hottest places for job seekers. Meanwhile, cities in the middle and west regions are not popular. A student gives her reasons.
I think the cities along the southeast coast have more dynamic economies. There are more opportunities here than in inland cities.
According to the survey, nearly 70% of graduates choose to get their occupations in the smaller cities in eastern China, and the number of students who choose the cities in the middle and west regions is increasing slowly, but still remains small. For CRI, I'm Meng Xiao.